Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent.
Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by CMAKorea.com and Verrill-Law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo, and you're listening to Educational HR Radio. Our guest today is David McNeff. He is the author of the book, The Work-Life Balance Myth, Rethinking Your Optimal Balance for Success. David, I got to tell you, the more I think about work-life balance, wow, has 2020 in general just changed the way we think about work-life balance?
Yeah, hasn't it? It's really unbelievable. And in fact, I finished the book during the pandemic and had to make sure that I didn't include too much of the specifics because they're changing. But, you know, with the blurred line between professional and family lives, it was really a difficult year for a lot of folks.
There is no question. There is this balance that a lot of people work from home, and there's a lot of debate as to actually if people worked more, not less.
Yeah, the people I work with in terms of the clients found that they said on average they ended up working an hour more per day while working at home.
That seems like a significant amount of time.
Yeah, well, it's an extra half a week a month. So, you know,
put it that way, that's a different way of phrasing it.
Yeah, so it's an extra half a week, 2.5 days extra per month that you're working. Now, you weren't commuting, but a lot of people felt like there was no transition between work and home.
Do you think that this is a sustainable trend?
I think if you take a look at how people are working and living right now, and you take into consideration the basic premise of the book, you can sustain it if you make adjustments. If you just work and basically take care of yourself and your family, you know, assuming we go another 6 months at home, I think the cracks in people's productivity, general well-being, happiness, and so forth will start to show in about 2 to 3 months.
Do you see, as I have certainly, if you're listening carefully or watching the situation, and certainly the HR professionals listening to this show, business owners know this, that there are starting to be serious questions when it comes to mental preparedness, mental health, people being able to sustain and maintain the facade that sometimes has had to be put up when they're dealing with the extra child care, their children sometimes at home while they're trying to work, and all the other parts of the equation. And just for example, you and I were talking about, you know, I'm a high extrovert. I want to be out. I want to be about and haven't been able to. It's a difficult challenge.
You know, I think the people are a couple of different layers here. So the extroverts and people who really require contact with people, they are not flourishing at home. So they're maintaining and they're productive, but they're definitely not growing. Now, the introverts, the people who really prefer to be alone, they're the ones who are claiming, you know what, I'm never going back to the office. I think this is great staying at home. But where they are coming into play, however, is they're suffering, it seems, more of the COVID fatigue, you know, this mental drain of, you know, it's Groundhog Day every day. And so, you know, without variety, with zero variety, the fatigue factor accelerates. And if we're home till March, you know, David, that's a year. So we'll all be home 1 year. We'll have been out of the office here. And I think that's going to be a seminal moment for a lot of people who go, you know, how much more of this can I take? And what adjustments will I have to make in order to get to April, May, June, who knows, maybe even September?
Yeah, I think that that's really a very serious question that a lot of people are trying to understand and focus on. And one of the things that I also look at this is, you talk about, I should say, in the book, mm-hmm. is that there are so many different levels to what people have to go through. And that we talk about personal and business, but there's certainly much more than that. So why don't you give us a little understanding about these different levels that you talk about, the seven levels in the book?
Right. So the basic premise is this, you know, the work-life balance myth, the myth part of it is, you know, and I've worked with executives, you know, in my executive coaching, high-performance teamwork, but basically working with people over the years, is that they complain that I don't have balance. And, you know, mathematically, the myth is, well, there can never be balance because your professional life takes so much time. And so what I came up with a number of years ago, and then which spawned into this book, is that we all have more than two lives. So everybody likes to think we have work, we have family, and we have to balance ourselves between those two. And the premise of my book is, if you really take a look at yourself, you have seven slices or lives that makes you a whole person. So you've got your professional and family life, of course, but then you have your separate personal life, physical life, emotional life, intellectual life, and spiritual life. And so dovetailing, you know, what we were just talking about in terms of, okay, during a pandemic, what do you do? Well, you could sustain this longer and you could have more ease and certainly more energy if you invested some time in those other five slices of your life. And what I have found is most people after the age of roughly 40 something are living their lives in four of those seven. And what they find is, on average, people have three missing. And so my book and the message of the book is trying to say, you know, you don't need to spend hours per week, but if you spend minutes per week in these five other smaller slices of your life, if you will, you're not gonna have balance, but you're gonna have a greater sense of harmony. In other words, I'm now living my whole life. And what my clients and, you know, frankly, myself, what we seem to get out of this is when you invest some time in your, say, your physical and your intellectual life by exercising and perhaps reading on subjects that you're interested in, these little time snippets you spend there give back to you a sense of rest and ease, which makes the main two slices of our lives, the professional and family, easier to deal with. And people say, well, you know, I think I'm finding balance. And I said, well, my contention is, well, mathematically, you're not in balance, but you have a sense of harmony and more ease, which makes you feel like you're balanced. So, you know, when I'm, you know, for the past, what are we now, 10 months into, you know, COVID, as my work continues, you know, people are focusing a few minutes a day on some of these slices. So they're doing things like taking walks with their family once a day for 15 minutes. They're doing something alone for a few minutes a day. They're reading for 20 minutes a day before they go to bed. They're spending more time in their spiritual lives, be it meditating, praying, what have you. And those people who are doing it, you know, they're not thrilled in COVID, but they're not cracking either. You know, they're feeling like, well, you know, I can do this for another day. And, you know, it's one day at a time kind of thing. And so that's the basic premise, is that, you know, too many of us for years, you know, focused on these two or three slices out of necessity and didn't ignore the other four or five slices of our lives.
When you think about these seven different slices, and you talk a little bit about, it's obviously not mathematically possible to have them all balanced. Is there a formula or is there a best practice for what would be a successful balance or perceived harmony in this case?
Well, in this case, the quote, the best approach is having some time, David, in each of the seven. So one of the exercises we do one-on-one is we have a chart and we ask the individual, you know, why don't you put percentage-wise how much time you spend in each slice? And this is what I was saying earlier. After a certain age, people realize, geez, I spend 0% in two or three. And so, you know, when you ask what's the best, well, the best is what's ever best for you. But it seems the benchmark is some time in each of the five that don't dominate most of your time per day. So if you leave one out or two out, it's not optimal. And if you spend time in all seven, people claim, and I support that claim, that, you know, you're operating at a fairly optimal level in your whole life, which means whatever it is you're capable of in terms of your potential, you have a greater access to. In other words, you're less frustrated, you're more at ease, you feel less stressed, you're physically, at least in theory, more fit. So your whole life is sort of leaning in a better direction. You're not spinning your wheels. You're not as frustrated. And that's where that word optimal, you know, in the title of the book comes in. And in other words, whatever you want to achieve, this harmony approach to living your life gives you the most optimal chance of reaching whatever success you're trying to achieve.
Do you see a direct correlation between somebody's success and their ability to do this harmonization? Or, you know, is it still just someone who can bowl through, for lack of a better term?
Well, the answer is yes. So I've seen it both ways. So I've seen people bowl their way to tremendous success and achieve, you know, a great success in their business lives and even have successful families. But over time, what happens is they suffer in these other areas of their lives, David. So yes, they might achieve a great business success, but their emotional life is vacant. And, you know, they find their relationships are not as plentiful or fulfilling, and that perhaps their health has suffered. And maybe they've lost track of their spiritual life altogether. In other words, it doesn't seem to me that there's a free lunch, no matter what you're trying to achieve. You know, these areas, these other five areas of your life need some attention. And so to answer your question, is there a formula for success? I think when you're living a more harmonious life, you just feel better. So that when you're pursuing whatever levels of success fulfill your ambition along the way, and as you attain it, you're in a better place. So there's no price you're paying. In other words, these other five areas of your life are actually supporting you. And when you achieve it, you know, you can rest, you can enjoy, you can take a deep breath and relax and feel like, you know, I'm living my life and achieving success. I'm not sacrificing. And so that's the difference. You know, I think people success is success, but how you feel about it and what cost you pay to get it, I just think it's easier when you've got these seven slices leaning in the right direction and helping you achieve it.
Our guest is David McNeff. He's the author of the book, The Work-Life Balance Myth, Rethinking Your Optimal Balance for Success. Publication came out on February 23rd, just a little while ago. So we're going to make sure that we tell you all about it and give you more information at the end of the show. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM, and we will be right back.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employee relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
Hi, I'm Susan McVetty.
And I'm Pete McVetty from McVetty's Hearth and Home.
Is there a sale going on at the store right now?
No.
No Hearthstone, Quadrifier, Mendota, Wittes, Blaze King, or Morso sale?
No.
No Yodel, Vermont Castings, or Regency? Oh, there's always a Regency sale.
No.
You're telling me that out of the gazillions of wood, gas, and pellet stoves that we carry, there's not a single sale going on?
Nope.
Oh, what about patio furniture, awnings, grills, smokers, and aluminum docks?
No, just because there isn't a big sale going on doesn't mean that we're not having great deals and still doing free estimates for anyone needing a heating appliance.
Oh, well, good. Just let me know when we're having another sale.
Okay, there's always a bargain to be had if you are looking for one, and we don't need a new heating appliance.
Well, maybe my sister needs one, or my friend, or your sister.
Stop by McVetty's Hearth and Home at 893 Route 1 in Yarmouth, or check out our website at stovesofmaine.com for the latest information, including our sales.
Really? I have to check out the website? Really? And I can't believe Regency isn't having a sale.
At over 150 years old, Verrill has an illustrious history with more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Verrill at verrill-law.com. That's verrill-law.com.
Welcome back to the HR Power Hour, presented by cmacareer.com and verrill-law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo, and this is Educational HR Radio. And remember, the HR Power Hour is now podcasting on iTunes, Spotify, and many other of the favorite podcasts across the platform. So please go, like, share, be there, be where we are, and listen and learn. So we're talking with David McNeff. He is the author of the book, The Work-Life Balance Myth, Rethinking Your Optimal Balance for Success. And of course, first segment, we talked a lot about the seven slices of your life, a family, professional, personal, physical, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual. You know, as we think about this in 2021, here it is, right at the earlier part of the year, are there any advice that you can give HR professionals, business owners, of how they can have practical application of the tools that you talk about in your book? Maybe you should start with kind of talking about the tools and then how they can practically apply them in their everyday life to get some harmony and balance.
Yeah, so that's a good question. What I'm seeing already in 2021 as a result of 2020 is almost everyone needs a little motivation. So a lot of the business leaders that I work with, including HR executives and so forth, are wondering, okay, how do we address this? You know, but they're thinking about it more on sort of a group basis, which this exercise, this process works really well because I do it a lot with teams. But in the book, there are questions, David, that apply to each slice. So I think part of the energy change that people need is they need to have a little more conviction about what I want to achieve in 2021. It can't just be, okay, survival. You know, we survived 2020. 21's got to be a little bit different. It's got to be a little bit better for me, even if I'm at home dealing with this COVID-19 situation. So one of the tools is in these other five slices of your life, there are specific questions in the book that ask you questions directly about, so what is happening in each slice of your life and what are some things you could add to your activities that would include either your physical or your personal, your emotional, your intellectual life and so forth. And those are specific things and activities an individual can do on their own or with the team that they're on or with an HR partner or professional to literally say, okay, how could I improve how I feel about myself at home working, you know, 5 days and often more than 5 days a week where I'm feeling fulfilled? I mean, this is where that word optimal comes in. You know, optimal success is not a narrow path. It's more like a boulevard. It's meaning as I'm achieving my business success, I'm also achieving success, you know, with my family and in these other slices of my life. And I really do think, you know, for people who read the book, you know, there are some practical examples in the book of, you know, what questions to ask and how to get involved in these other slices. And there are a lot of examples. So I've got a number of client examples of people who have actually applied this in their short life stories about what happened and what some of their observations are and what things improved and how they improved. So I think that's probably something that could be very practical and could be applied with everyone who reads the book.
We're talking with David McNeff. He's the author of The Work-Life Balance Myth, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour. David, why don't you share with us one of those stories? I think that would be really good to help the audience understand how this can be so powerful in their lives.
Well, there are a number of different stories in the book, David. One or two that pop up, you know, and these are real stories, by the way. I've disguised the actual, you know, careers and so forth, so nobody feels violated in terms of confidentiality. But all the stories are real, and there's a couple of stories where, you know, one woman executive, you know, really had all points of her life kind of came crashing down all at once. It was a woman in Manhattan who had a high, very successful financial career. And all of a sudden, you know, she had a relationship breakup. She had a pregnancy. She had a parent who became very seriously ill. The business had some issues. And all of a sudden, this came sort of crashing down on her, a tremendous amount of stress. And as you and I both know, you know, stress is not really helpful to good behavior. Stress tends to bring out our worst behavior. And so when I met her, you know, part of the reason I was brought in was because her behavior as a leader was starting to unravel. And so I was asked to kind of get involved and see through some executive coaching and so forth, maybe we could help straighten the situation out. And so lo and behold, when I asked, you know, basically, you know, how are you doing and what's going on, she shared with me everything that I just gave you as an example, and she was at her wit's end and very upset and very alone. I wouldn't say she was depressed, but she was on her way there. and she couldn't find success. I mean, nothing was going well. And so I brought this process, this method up. I said, have you ever thought about these seven slices of your life? And of course she said, no. And I said, well, let's take a look. You know, where are you spending your time? And when we first took a look at it, she had four slices of her life where she was spending virtually no time whatsoever. And to make a very long story that took, you know, many months, make it very short, and I give the examples in the book of the things she started to do each week where she invested some time in her physical life, in her emotional life by starting to meditate and pray, in her intellectual life by she always wanted to learn the piano and she started taking piano lessons. And she started just investing small snippets of time each week. And she didn't hit all seven slices each week, but she hit, you know, three or four slices each week. So by the end of month number one, number two, number three, what started to happen was a level of calmness started to surface and the stress level went down. And so as the stress levels go down, you know, all of our performances go up, our personalities improve, our attitude improves. And so what happened is, you know, all of a sudden the feedback she was getting was much more positive. And her team was, you know, pleased and happy that, you know, their old boss was back to normal. And so, you know, when things sort of wrapped up in our work together, I said, well, you know, what was the net effect of this? And she said, you know, it was incremental. You know, there was no one big event on a Tuesday afternoon to say, I'm suddenly feeling much better. But she found over 60 to 90 days, you know, all of a sudden, all of these problems had a solution, you know, and she kind of felt like life was manageable. And now there was more hope for the future and that she could handle everything. And that was a very different place 6 months prior. So I hope that's a good example of, you know, when life comes crashing down on you, these slices of your life, I think, you know, are literally there to help support us and to help us get through the stress that for most of us comes out of our professional and family lives. And I think that's just, you know, part of the way life is.
David, do you feel, and again, we're talking with David McNeff, and he's the author of the book, The Work-Life Balance Myth. Do you find that there is one particular level or layer that is more important than the other in getting right?
Huh. So I've never been asked that one. That's a very interesting question. I have my thoughts on that. And I'll tell you the one, it's actually two. And I think it's probably obvious, but I have found in working with clients, since 2011, using this method, the two surprising slices that people have said to me who claim that they were surprised at how much they got out of them were the emotional and spiritual slices. And I asked, and everyone had a different reason why, but if I were to give a headline theme, I think those are the two slices most people don't pay attention to. And I think this method reintroduces those two slices to highly stressed, very success-oriented people in such a way that it's almost refreshing, David. I think people learn something about themselves and life that's bigger than them. And the word everyone seemed to use universally was perspective. So those two slices seem to give a larger life perspective, and it sort of makes the day-to-day trauma, stress, and worry that they were in seem a little bit smaller.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought process, because I'm not sure I would have guessed those two answers, to tell you the truth. Though yeah. I can certainly see how that would be, that maybe it's because they're more internally based, I guess, that makes a lot of sense when you actually think about it. You know, David, it's an interesting concept to look at layers of one's lives and try to focus on. And what I'd like to do when we come back in the next segment is talk about the one that is certainly getting more and more attention, and I think is something that is going to be very important for 2021, and that is the mental health part of it and that level. Right. Mm-hmm. And that is getting a lot of attention. It's getting a lot of focus, and rightfully so, I might add. And you mentioned, of course, in the segment when we talked about it earlier, then the fact that certainly extroverts or others, and even introverts, are finding it a struggle to be either not able to do what they want to do or not able to confer as the way to confer, and that there's this human touch element and this human focus area. And I think that is an interesting part of harmony, as you put it, rather than work-life balance. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM, and we will be right back.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employee relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm Chris Riccobono, founder of Untuckit. We started Untuckit because we couldn't find shirts that look good untucked. That's why we created the perfect untucked shirt, so guys can look sharp and feel casual. Untuckit shirts fall at just the right length. We have 50 fit combinations, so tall, short, slim, and bigger guys of all ages can look great in Untuckit shirts. Try the original Untuckit shirt at one of our 55 Untuckit stores or at Untuckit.com.
Use the promo code FALL for 20% off your first purchase.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis, as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
Guys, when you buy your clothes at DXL, you look good. But you feel like a rock star. So if you want to look and feel like a... You'll find all the brands you love, waist size 38 and up, all in one awesome store. DXL, you're looking good. Right now, Harbor Bay long sleeve tees are just $29.99 each when you buy two or more.
Welcome back to the HR Power Hour, educational HR radio. I'm your host, David Chulo, and this show is presented by cmacareer.com and verrill-law.com. Our guest today is an author, and he has written the book, The Work-Life Balance Myth. And his name is David McNeff. And we're talking to him about, best way to say it, is seven slices of our lives and how to try to get them in balance is really a myth, but you can have harmony. I think that's a good way to wrap it there, right? What do you think, Dave? Is that a good segment of way of putting it?
I like that. Very good.
So, you know, we talked about in the last segment some of the different slices and the importance and the value, and you gave a great example. But I want to talk about in this segment about 2021. In 2021 that we're in, there is no question that the mental slice or the emotional slice in this particular area is a big piece of the challenge that we are seeing across the country, heck, across the globe. And HR professionals are dealing with it. We are seeing increases in use of EAP programs. We're seeing people having to take more time off. We're seeing that if you look at some of the numbers that have been published across the country, you have anything from 30 to 800% increases in calls to hotlines, to databases that are helping people cope. When you're looking at your book and the research you've done for it, talk to us a little about how this might be able to help people from a mental health preparedness, or at least dealing with that balance between emotional, intellectual, and all the other aspects of this.
Right. So thank you for those stats. I wasn't aware of the most recent one. So the statistics and data that were used by me writing the book, remember, we're taken when we're all working in the office, David, right? And so people had stress, people had anxiety, people have mental health issues that all were going on for years and years. And that's what prompted this book. In other words, clients, when we were dealing with, you know, together on reducing their stress and anxiety and so forth, you know, that's why this method was born, you know, over 10 years ago. And so when I look at it today, and of course I'm dealing with it, you know, every day also, and I'm at home, just like everybody else is, but the stress is different now because, and this is strictly my opinion, you know, when you're out and about commuting, walking around your town or city, you know, there are stimulants, right? You get stimulated by seeing people and buying lunch and sitting in restaurants and riding the train and so on and so forth. And so stress is stress no matter what, you know, situation we're in. What I have found over the past almost year is that I'm working with clients more on how to help them spend time in these other five slices of their life, because it's harder to do it at home because you're surrounded by your family members and you have less personal time to spend just with yourself, be it at a gym, be it whatever it is, whatever hobby you had that required you to get out and about. And so a lot of people on the mental health side are not spending as much time as they even used to in these other five slices of their lives, Dave. And so what I'm seeing is on the mental health side is it's a faster path to fatigue, depression, sadness, melancholy, much faster than I've seen prior to the pandemic. And so a lot of my questions, without directly saying I'm going to ask you some personal slice questions or intellectual slice questions, I'm just making part of my work, I'm feeding those questions into my meetings to get people to remember they have these other five slices of their lives. And at home, they can still do things to spend some time, you know, in these other slices. And I think that's something that's being overlooked. I think people are thinking, oh, we have to provide an activity So this is where the Zoom cocktail hours were so popular and then quickly burned out because they became, you know, sort of trite and boring. And these slices that I talk about, your personal slice and your physical slice and your emotional slice, you know, that's a personal decision you make to go and invest self in these slices. So my suggestion is, you know, take a swing at reading this book, because this book can motivate people to figure out at home how to spend time in these other slices. You know, there are things you can read. There are, you can build, you know, you can buy a Peloton, you can exercise, you can walk around the block. There are things you can do that are self-motivated. And I think I'm hopeful that this book will self-motivate people to take a look at these slices out of necessity to keep themselves away from this sadness, this fatigue, this thinking my days are drudgery. So very long-winded answer, sorry about that. But that's my perspective, having written the book.
You know, I think it's a very interesting take, because when you said the cocktail hours and they, you know, they're fun for some, and it didn't take off as much as we expected. Now, I've seen some clever remakes of it that make it much shorter and much more smaller groups, right? And that seems to be a little more effective.
Right.
But you are right. It didn't have the same focus as it did, because it was new and everybody seemed fun with it, but it just didn't have the same take. And do you think that there is a better method that companies, organizations, HR professionals, business owners can do to create, if you want to call it, work tools to help this process?
Yeah, it's so funny you bring that up, because today I had a meeting and my client came up with that question. She's been assigned to solve that problem for her department. And she said, what do you think, Dave? What are some of your thoughts? And I said, let me give just my perspective for 2021. The Zoom social thing, I think, has run its course. I think what people are looking for is the word fulfillment. I want to feel fulfilled by whatever activity we do. I don't want it to seem like we're just killing time or faking like we're trying to connect. So my suggestion is today, and for everyone is, from a business perspective, start thinking about having every 6 weeks a Zoom meeting where you bring in an intellectually curious subject matter for a fairly short period of time. I'm talking about bringing in a subject matter expert, someone like myself who's written a book, anything like that, where it's either locally or business sector or a nationally interesting subject, where someone could speak to it for 20 to 30 minutes, have another 15 or 20 minutes of, you know, real engaging question and answers back and forth, and leave it at that. And do that once every 6 weeks, where it's new, it's interesting, and I, as the participant, can participate. I can actually ask questions and not just sit there and listen. And so I think that's what people are looking for. It's the word connection, David. You know, that's what we're missing on Zoom. You know, it's a static medium where, you know, we're essentially watching TV and we're each playing our role. But I think now it can be used as a wonderful medium to teach. And I think people are really, really interested in learning and getting information, because we're missing the hallway and the water cooler and the cafeteria conversations that we're used to having every day that we're now missing. And I really believe we have to replace that with these information tools. And I think it's why podcasts have become so incredibly popular, because I think individuals are so in need of it, they're seeking it. And that's why podcasts are becoming so popular.
There's no question about that. I think that that's certainly a great answer and a great suggestion. Again, we're talking with David McNeff. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk, WLOB 100.5 FM. And we will be right back.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
Car is a wreck and you don't know where to go.
Take it to Moody's.
You wanna get on with your life, get on with the show.
Take it to Moody's.
Good people you can trust
and it won't be a fuss.
Take it to Moody's. Collision Centers.
M-O-O-D-Y.
Your kid was talking on the cell phone, drove right through your own home, sitting in the parking lot, maybe you get hit a lot, driving through the green light, suddenly your side swipe, put it in reverse, but it turned out that it was first.
Take it to Moody's. Take it to Moody's. Collision Centers.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis, as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
Listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-Law.com. This is HR Educational Radio. You know, our guest today is David McNeff, and he has a book, The Work-Life Balance Myth. And I got to tell you, you know, today, if you've listened to this segment or if you're just joining us on the radio, I would go to hrpowerhour.com and listen to the whole show, because there's been real nuggets of information for, you know, looking at the way you have harmony in your life, and it will make you work better, will make you act better, will make you a better person. And I think the book does a great job of talking about that aspect of it. You know, David, as we head into the last segment here, you know, one of the things I like to ask guests at the end of most shows is, what is it that you as an author, you as somebody that put this together? We know why you wrote the book. You kind of told us a little about this. Well, what is it that you want somebody to take away from it? What is, if somebody asked you, David, what is the essence that I will take away from this book? What would you say?
And you'll see, I think the final message of the book is it's an opportunity, I think, for an individual person to make a decision, and it with a platform, with a method that would allow them to stick to making a decision to live their life in a more manageable, happier way, where the stresses, the worries that are always going to be there. I mean, there's no end to the stress we're all going to feel for the rest of our lives. But I really was hoping that this method would give people a chance to say, okay, I think this is actually manageable. I think there's a way for me to spend some time releasing, if you will, the stress and the worry for a few minutes a week, doing these various different things that give me pleasure, that give me peace, that give me a sense of fulfillment where I'm okay. You know, things aren't perfect, things could always be better, but I'm okay today. And today was a good day. And that's kind of my goal. My goal was to have people say, this actually works. I actually feel better. And every aspect of my life, I'm more aware of. That's really the kind of the goal for the book.
You know, David, I think you did a nice job of it. And I think it's a good read in terms of its ability to get the information to a person in a simple format that's easy to understand. Where can somebody get the book?
So on Amazon, it's available right now. So you can place your order, please. But I think that's the quickest and easiest way to get it in your mailbox this week.
David, thank you very much for being a guest today. I wish you the best and hope you'll come back at some point, maybe with another book. You never know.
You never know, David. Thank you very much for this. I really appreciate it.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM, and we'll be right back with the tip of the week.
And now, your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by Verrill.
Hi, this is Tani Alvarez from Verrill. You know when you're separating an employee and you think it could be high risk? Let's talk a little bit about separation agreements. At the end of employment, some companies regularly use separation agreements that offer it some form of severance pay in exchange for an employee's release of legal claims. But using a one-size-fits-all separation agreement may result in paying an employee severance pay and not getting an enforceable release of all legal claims in return. Many small companies have form or template separation agreements that are not current or were drafted for different size companies or for a very specific type of separation. Companies often use generic releases for group reduction in forces that are not compliant with very specific requirements for enforcement releases related to federal age discrimination laws. The consequences of doing so may be that separating employees could accept the offered severance pay and still sue the company for age discrimination. To further discuss best use of separation agreements in all forms of employee separation, contact a member of Verrill's Labor and Employment Department.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Verrill. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM or 1310 a.m. and streaming live at WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at hrpowerhour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.